You can already sense the coalition's going to get smashed in the fight on penalty rates. Not only does the union movement have deep pockets and well-organised advertising campaigns, but the coalition is lame and lazy when it comes to a battle. And here's the evidence of it. Today in a press conference, Scott Morrison, the treasurer, was asked three times if the cuts to Sunday penalty rates are good for jobs and good for the economy. But guess what? Three times he would not answer the question. This is Scott Morrison responding to the following question. Will the Fair Work decision lead to an increase in jobs?
It was the Fair Work Commission that made the decision, and they said it would.
But do you think it would?
I refer you to the Fair Work Commission's report. They made the decision, they said it would have that impact, and that's why they made that call.
You're not going to fight the argument, and you're not actually going to prosecute this argument that it's actually good for the economy.
The Fair Work Commission has made their decision, and that decision has been handed down.
So there you go. Perfect opportunity to say yes. It will be good for jobs. Yes, it'll be good for the economy, but they don't take it. Three times Scott Morrison had the chance to hit a home run, but he didn't even pick up the bat. In question time today, Labor was in attack mode again, accusing the government of giving Aussies pay cuts, but the PM didn't bite back. He just keeps on repeating that Bill Shorten set up the Fair Work Commission. I don't understand why the government isn't on a media blitz to fight the opposition on this. Every politician from the coalition should be trying to get on every radio station and TV network arguing the case. Instead, they're content just saying a few lines in question time, thinking people will get the message. And at the same time, Bill Shorten's using every opportunity to hammer home his point. And he's backed up by the union movement with deep pockets. And I flicked on Sky News last night and I saw a very credible argument about why the cut to Sunday penalty rates are a good thing. But it was not coming from a member of the government. It was coming from Peter Credlin, the former chief of staff to Tony Abbott. She's not even part of the government anymore, and she was offering the most convincing argument for the Sunday penalty rate cut. So she made the point, and I said this before while talking to Anthony Albanese and Christopher Pine, you can have a fish and chip shop that's struggling to get by because they can't afford to pay Sunday penalty rates, but meanwhile down the road at McDonald's, well, they don't pay Sunday penalty rates at all, because they've done a deal with the unions, an enterprise bargaining agreement. They pay their workers a little bit more during the week and don't have to pay Sunday penalty rates on the weekend. Peter Credlin makes the point that it's all part of a plan from the unions to push the little guy out of the economy. So they've only got to deal with big businesses. So if the former chief of staff to the former prime minister can make these arguments, why isn't anyone in the government? Shouldn't we see Malcolm Turnbull outside the local fish and chip shop explaining that this small business is struggling to pay the bills while multinationals shake hands with the unions? Isn't it another classic David versus Goliath battle? And if you were smart enough, you would fight for higher wages across the rest of the working week to compensate for what's being lost on a Sunday. But is this government making the argument? Of course not. They just wave the white flag. At least Peter Credlin had a go. And it's not even a job to do so. And you can bet your bottom dollar the government will retreat on this issue. It's not just that they'll lose the fight. They're not even getting in the ring.